Tyler Reddick, a playoff driver, peels off the racetrack and comes to the pit lane. 25 laps doesn't seem like a lot, Jeff, but on a road course, that's a long way.
Yeah, that is a long way. You gave the top five that still have to come to pit road. Others that have to come to pit road, running six, Kyle Larson, Keselowski, and Suarez have to come to pit road. They're 7 and 8. Austin Dillon, Harrison Burton, Kyle Busch. Then you get back to Chris Buescher, who is already up to position number 12. Bubba Wallace is 13th. He's got to come to pit road. And then you get back to Carson Hocevar, Shane Van Gisbergen, and Ross Chastain. How long will they stay out? Talking about, I think, in particular, your race leader, Michael McDowell.
Here he is off turn number 7. He's going to stab the brakes, and here is the race leader. Michael McDowell gets the car down to pit road speed. Corey LaJoie stays on the track. LaJoie picks up the race lead. Here is the green, pink, and black Ford Mustang Dark Horse with Benabone down the side. Michael McDowell on the pit lane.
Michael McDowell was told those last few laps, go as fast as you can to get as big of an advantage as you can, so they can spend as little time as possible here on pit road. Already around to the right side of the crew, Sunoco Fuel is done. The body language says that was a good-looking pit stop. They accomplished what they did. McDowell, 45 miles per hour. There he goes, back out onto the speedway. We'll see where he cycles in with the rest of the front runners.
Trip Row presented by Wendy's. Wendy's bacon or sausage breakfast burrito is everything you want, all rolled up into a warm tortilla. If it's a full-blown breakfast, got to be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Corey LaJoie inherits the race lead after Michael McDowell came to pit lane. Austin Cindric now is second. Joey Logano is up to third. Zane Smith will now be fourth. And Kyle Larson will round out the top five down to 24 laps to go. Now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Motor Racing Network live at Watkins Glen International as we race the Go Bowling at the Glen. Current second place driver Austin Cindric is second no more. He's making a pit stop. My name's Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel and championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon with Dave Moody, Kyle Rickey, and Jason Toy out in the turns. Steve Post and Chris Wilner up and down the pit lane getting down to it. 23 to go. Corey LaJoie is the race leader.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land, where you can do things like clean your gutters, pay tolls, and even get the wrong thing you ordered. We got it all. Potholes, people talking at the movies, and don't forget about flat tires when it's raining. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing. So customize your coverage with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. And relax, knowing you got the coverage you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Back here at Watkins Glen, current race leader Corey LaJoie is no longer. He's on the pit lane in front of Steve Post.
Yeah, the Cambridge colors on the Chevy Camaro SS for Corey LaJoie. Again, their strategy, go just as hard as they can to get as much track position. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Quick stop for Corey LaJoie. He's down and away, headed back up onto the speedway.
And that will turn the race lead over to Joey Logano, who pitted on lap number 48. Remember, Joey punched his ticket to the round of 12 by winning a week ago. It's Logano out front right now with 21 laps remaining. From Watkins Glen International, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Top five at the moment, all pitted on lap number 48. When do they pit, or do they pit? That may be the question that determines who goes to victory lane here this afternoon. We're down to 20 to go. Next time by for Joey Logano, who leads over Zane Smith, Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski, and Daniel Suarez, the five drivers that all pitted last on lap 48. We're working lap number 69 currently. The rest of the top 10, Chris Buescher, Carson Hocevar. He is running seventh in front of Shane Van Gisbergen and Ross Chastain. Harrison Burton completes the top 10.
Kyle Larson from third place bails off the racetrack, and Larson's red, white, and blue Chevrolet makes a stop in front of Steve Post.
Now Kyle Larson brings that Chevy in. They had that pit penalty where they interfered with another team. They had to go to the back. Cliff Daniels cued the radio and said, we're just going to have to grind this out and get everything we can get. We're running in the top five. Good pit service here on lap number 70, 20 laps to the end, and Larson going to grind it out and see where they end up after that penalty midway through this race.
All right, we gave you the top 10. Kyle Larson on pit road. McDowell right now running 10th in front of Ryan Preece, Harrison Burton, Kyle Busch 13th. Chase Briscoe, Corey LaJoy has cycled around. He's 15th in front of Martin Truex Jr., Josh Berry, William Byron 18, Chase Elliott 19, and John Hunter Nemechek at the moment is 20th.
21st on the leaderboard is Noah Gregson. 22nd is Justin Haley. Ty Gibbs, 23rd. Juan Pablo Montoya is 24th. 25th is Alex Bowman. Austin Cindric, 26th. Kaz Grala, 27th. Daniel Hemric is 28th. Christopher Bell, 29th. And Tyler Reddick is 30th.
And the rest of the leaderboard looks like this. Austin Dillon, 31st. Bubba Wallace, 32nd. Todd Gilliland, 34th. Denny Hamlin has had a rough day. He's 34th. Eric Jones, 35th. Out of the event, 36th. AJ Allmendinger, 37th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and out early, 38th to Ryan Blaney. Joey Logano showing the way.
Zane Smith was second. He's not anymore. Zane Smith on the pit lane.
Yeah, they did a nice job with this strategy as well to get them some pits, some track position. Stephen Doran, the crew chief on it. This brings the Focus Health Chevrolet in. It is an orange and blue car. Slides out in front of Daniel Suarez, who pitted here. Zane Smith's pit service is done here this afternoon at Watkins Glen.
Todd Gordon, 71 down, 19 to go. Two cars left out on the track that pitted on lap 48. Logano and Keselowski, they go 1-2. Are they going to try to do it? Are they going to try to run it all the way to the end of the race? What do you think?
I don't know that they will. I feel like that's too many laps to even try to stretch it on mileage. So let's see what Chris Williner, what have you heard of the 22 pit?
Yeah, just listening to the radio chatter with Paul Wolf, his crew chief. Right now, it's to maintain his pace, maintain the lap time, don't slow down. Then he came back over the radio and said, we've done the numbers, looks like 8 laps max we can stay out. So you're right, he wasn't going to make it on a fuel save, but right now, trying to maintain a gap, hold your lap times right now and see what happens. But again, a caution would do wonders, but right now, 8 laps the max they can go here with Joey Logano.
Well, and it's worth talking about it with Joey Logano, that report from Chris Williner as the race leader. Chris Buescher's already made what could be his final pit stop. Chris Buescher is currently second on the leaderboard. He's 2 seconds behind, and Chris Buescher is second. Then it's Brad Keselowski, who is 3.2 seconds behind as well in the third spot.
I think what we're hearing right now is the same thing is true for Brad Keselowski. So Logano and Brad more than likely will need to pit. Let's get an update on Brad Keselowski.
We work under the green flag, down to 18 laps to go. It's looking like Brad Keselowski may be on the same strategy. We're looking at the numbers as Joey Logano, the current race leader. Both were last on the pit lane on lap number 48. It's worth pointing out, Shane Van Gisbergen passed Ross Chastain. He has since passed Carson Hocevar. So Shane Van Gisbergen is up to the fourth position. And if, in fact, Logano does come to pit lane, as a matter of fact, Logano is under pressure right now for the race lead. Logano has Chris Buescher to his inside in turn number one.
Chris Buescher has reeled him in methodically, and it's not going to take long. He just drives around him in turn number one in the 90-degree S's. Up through the S's they will come now, and Buescher is very quickly pulling away. Three, five, seven, now 10 car lengths the gap as they hit the back straight.
And it was just two laps ago. He was able to take the second spot away from Brad Keselowski. Now a lap later, moves in and around Joey Logano for the race lead, and by the time they get halfway up the back straightaway and into the bus stop, Chris Buescher is gone, driving away from Joey Logano, who has a comfortable margin in the second spot as the top two make their way through turn number five.
Working their way off of turn number five, and he is setting sail, trying to get away. Chris Buescher now works his way back down to turn number six. Joey Logano, 10 car lengths behind him, and then further back, here comes Shane Van Gisbergen. He's continuing to make up ground little by little, trying to catch up with Joey Logano, the seventh.
Kaz Grala backed it around in the wall in turn number seven, pulled down right in front of Kyle Busch, and managed to get off of the racetrack. No harm there, although he did make some pretty significant contact with the outside retaining wall, then got it off the racetrack. We stay into the green flag. Buescher out front at the Glen. Logano, Van Gisbergen, Keselowski, and now Ross Chastain, as Chastain just a moment ago got by Carson Hocevar.
So Joey Logano, after Chris Wilner told us on the pit report, looking to come to pit lane, which would now be about 4 to 5 laps away, and Brad Keselowski essentially on the same strategy, would put Chris Buescher effectively 5 seconds now in front of Shane Van Gisbergen. We'll wait and see if there is any sort of caution that could really throw this race into a topsy-turvy scenario.
How about this? Who knew that Carson Hocevar was a road racer? Right now, he is sandwiched between Chris Buescher and Shane Van Gisbergen, Ross Chastain, then Michael McDowell. And in the middle of all of that is Carson Hocevar.
Yeah, started at the back of the field. They just had an awful practice session and qualifying session yesterday. But they have made some decisions overnight and made changes to the race car.
Here we go. Ross Chastain trying to make a move on Brad Keselowski. Keselowski punted him to the outside. He had to use all the runoff area just to keep it out of the B gravel.
And now they come off of turn number seven, and Carson Hocevar down to the inside on Ross Chastain. And right behind Brad Keselowski as Michael McDowell looks on. This is the battle for position number five.
Here they come now, working their way up through the S's. That is a tremendous battle for fifth place on back. Keselowski, Hocevar now slides underneath Ross Chastain. He'll pick up a spot. The Melon Man trying to fight back, but he's also got a rearview mirror full of Michael McDowell as they hit turn four.
This battle, the full length of the straightaway behind the race leader. Further up, change for second. Here's Shane Van Gisbergen outbreaking Joey Logano into the bus stop. He will take the second spot and immediately drive away from Logano by 5 car lengths. Watching that battle from fourth on back now in turn five, tightly bunched, 4 cars led by Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski on that different cycle, trying to hold on to that position. Last time down, forcing Ross Chastain off the racing surface. He lost a spot to Carson Hocevar. Now he's about to lose a spot here to Michael McDowell. Looks to driver's left up front. Hocevar with a great move in the middle of turn number six, slides across the nose of Brad Keselowski.
And takes that spot away. Right now, Chris Buescher, the race leader. Shane Van Gisbergen is second. The gap at the Van Gisbergen is 4.9 seconds with 14 laps to go.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
Chris Buescher's lead over Shane Van Gisbergen, staying stable right around five full seconds with 13 laps remaining. Joey Logano still third, staying on the racetrack. Carson Hocevar is fourth. And Brad Keselowski, also staying on the track on older tires, is being scored fifth. From Watkins Glen International, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Twelve laps to go here at Watkins Glen International with Chris Buescher up front by 4.2 seconds now on Shane Van Gisbergen. Joey Logano still third. Carson Hocevar fourth. Michael McDowell has just moved up to the number five spot.
And here's the thing that we're watching right now. Shane Van Gisbergen behind by 4.2 seconds, race leader Chris Buescher. But lap after lap, it's 2, 3, or 4 tenths quicker for Shane than it is for Chris Buescher.
Yeah, and he's going to need to be 3 to 4 tenths. He can't be that 2 tenths to have a shot at getting to him. It's going to be interesting. I think Buescher's in a position, as long as they don't have a fall off of the cliff, because I don't think they've gone this long on tires, it's going to be theirs to give up.
It will be. Chris Buescher hangs on right now to the race lead. Here he is, past start finish, down to 11 laps to go. Shane Van Gisbergen now pops out from underneath the Go Bowling Bridge. The stopwatch says just 4 seconds is the distance. And here's Joey Logano. He'll peel off the racetrack from the number three spot and come to pit lane. Chris?
Paul Wolf held his driver on the racetrack for as long as they could. Remember, they have the win in the bank, so they could be aggressive. But finally, after 30 laps on tires and they were running out of fuel, he said, let's come down pit road. We were going to be short anyway. They were banking on a caution, didn't get it. Four tire change, just a splash of fuel. Joey's down and away, but unfortunately, a win may have eluded them.
And yeah, trouble for Harrison Burton on the race course. He had to come to a stop here in the inner loop. Left rear tire down on that car as he continues to limp off of turn five and up the short chute.
Boy, he's not limping at all, though, and he is starting to shred that Goodyear Racing Eagle. If he shreds it a lot or loses the carcass, we could possibly see a caution flag. We have not yet. We're under the green flag. Chris Buescher, Van Gisbergen, Hocevar, McDowell, and Ross Chastain, Alex Hayden. All eyes right now are on Harrison Burton.
Yeah, he's just come off turn number six. He's into turn seven, and the caution flag is out. Caution is out, and there is a thunderous round of applause from the fans here. And I think what comes into play now, Jeff Striegel, with there'll be 10 laps to go at the line this time by. These teams still have one set of brand new Goodyear tires laying in the pit box.
I think they know what's coming. Hang on, this is going to get good before it's over. 10 to go at the Glen and under caution.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Under caution, 9 to go. Who makes a pit stop? We'll find out in a moment from Watkins Glen International. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
9 to go, 30 cars on the lead lap. The question is, do you come to pit road? We're about to find out. It's open among the top 10. No takers. Here comes a couple that are weaving back and forth. William Byron will be the first one to come to pit road. He is running 11th. He's going to bring a bunch of cars with him. I guess the question becomes, Steve Post, you might as well gamble if you're not in the top 10.
Well, if you're not in the top 10 and William Byron is in an all right spot on points as far as that goes for the playoffs, bring the car down, put four tires on, see how many guys stay out, how many come in, and where you can restart on the four tires. Chase Elliott, his Hendrick Motorsports teammate, comes in, and well, Alex Bowman continues with the Hendrick theme as well as he brings his car out on the pit road as well. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel of these cars. Chase Elliott's going to be the first out. William Byron's going to be next, and then we've got John Hunter Nemechek going out third of these cars. Chris Wilner, who pitted in front of you?
Both the 2311 machines of Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace were in. Of course, it has been a day to forget for Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace. Also in was Ty Gibbs. He was up near the top 10 earlier today. Still an ill-handling race car aboard that Toyota, so they made an adjustment for tires here, but again, he was running in the mid-pack.
Coming into today's Go Bowling at the Glen, Hendrick Motorsports has won here the last five consecutive years with three different drivers. It may take a minor miracle if they're going to make it six in a row here today.
Yeah, right now they don't have anybody in the top 10 at all. And take a look at that top 10, Alex. Chris Buescher, who has never won on a road course at this level. Shane Van Gisbergen, a road racing ace, that's for sure. Carson Hocevar, a rookie at this level, in front of another road racing giant in Michael McDowell. Ross Chastain has become a road racing giant today or this weekend. He's trying to do something he's never done before. Well, he's actually won one road course win that came at Circuit of Americas, but this has just been his coming out party today. Briscoe, Corey LaJoy, Ryan Preece, Martin Truex Jr., and Josh Berry among the top 10.
Yeah, that's part of it. With different strategies to play out throughout an entire race, Todd Gordon, then you get this late caution like this. Now we're down 9 to go. That really turns things around and puts you in a good spot for those of the that played a different strategy than some of the others. But you got to be impressed with the drive back. We saw Shane Van Gisbergen and Ross Chastain. We thought they were going to be buried just a bit. This is kind of a new life for those drivers.
Yeah, it's definitely worked in the favor, and they've just had great pace in the race cars. That makes for a lot of things to get better. You don't have to have the greatest strategy if you've got a lot of pace. So Chris Buescher in a great spot here. Shane Van Gisbergen was faster than him the last four or five laps coming to this. Now that that gap is erased, it'll be a great race between these two as we take the green.
Why don't we take a swing around the racetrack right now and talk about opportunities to overtake. We know we've got a good one going into turn number one, that downhill run, that 90-degree right-hand turn under braking. That is a tremendous place to pass here. What about up through the S's in front of Dave Moody?
Well, the S's are always a little bit tricky when it comes to trying to overtake because there's not a lot of room laterally. But coming out of the 90 is going to be the critical time. On the restarts, we've seen people get shoved wide. We've seen people, Jeff, get shoved a quarter of a mile off the race course when a race is on the line. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see that happen again here this afternoon.
Kyle Ricci down at the inner loop or the bus stop. It's always one of the most thrilling and sometimes nervous portions of Watkins Glen.
It is, especially on the starts and restarts of these races here this weekend. That's where a lot of ground is made up and where a lot of ground can be lost, as we saw in the opening lap of this event. For the restart here, I expect a lot of drivers trying to get a run off of turn number four in front of Dave up the back straightaway and maybe outbreak the competitor in front of them upon breaking into the inner loop, that right-left, left-right combination of corners. If you can't make a run there, you can start to set up a pass for maybe the exit of the inner loop into that long sweeping turn five. A lot of possibilities out here, and my money right now could be on Shane Van Gisbergen because he knows how to get it done in these type of cars on this circuit. He's been fun to watch here all afternoon.
Well, if you can't get it done through the first five, you've got two more, and they're good opportunities. Jason Toy, a couple of 90-degree turns will take the field back out onto the front straightaway.
And the big thing coming off of turn number five is all that runoff area that they have that is known as the short chute on the part of the road course that is not normally used, called the boot, but there's a lot of area, a lot of asphalt out there for them to let those cars kind of drift wide and kind of arc things coming off the corner. And we've seen that a couple of times here this afternoon. Same thing for Shane Van Gisbergen. He's done it both on the outside and in keeping it in between the lines on the racetrack. But the drag race down to turn number six, who can outbreak, who can outdrive into the corner the other driver? We've seen some passes here. We've also seen some cars come together here because there's a wide runoff area off of turn number six that a lot of these drivers will try to utilize to kind of get that shot as they head to the bottom side of turn number seven.
So let's restart the drivers who have the freshest Goodyear Eagle tires. How about Joey Logano? He's back in 16th. Logano has got the freshest tires. At least he's the highest runner of those freshest tires.
Yeah, I think this is going to be chaos with all of these fresh tires behind all these guys on old tires. I don't know that we have seen the last of the yellow flag today.
It's going to be chaos. That's the words coming from championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon, and I think Todd is correct. All right, so what we have now is Shane Van Gisbergen has the opportunity to elect to start inside or alongside Chris Buescher. He does not. He gives that up. He will start behind Buescher and give that inside lane to Mike, or check that, Carson Hocevar. How about this? You've got the veteran in Buescher to the one side, and you've got the rookie Hocevar to the outside. It's ready to get crazy here at the Glen.
They come up off of turn number seven. There will be seven laps to go. Can't get on the gas until they get to the Geico restart zone. To driver's right, it is Chris Buescher. Carson Hocevar in the front row. Hocevar jumped quickly. Green flag is back in the air. And once again, the hills are alive with the sound of NASCAR racing. Down to turn number one. They'll stand on the brakes. Can they get through turn one cleanly? They're side by side.
Side by side off turn number one, heading for two. Everybody in lockstep formation. Further back, they're three and four wide. Here they come, up through the S's. Battle for the lead. Hocevar trying to hang on, can't do it. Buescher is away with the lead. Hocevar second. Shane Van Gisbergen and Ross Chastain. Oh, we got trouble off the top of turn number two. William Byron. Byron almost got over the guardrails. He is on the hood of another car as they come sliding to a stop. Keselowski and Byron came together in turn number four. William Byron almost went over the Armco barrier. He stays in the ballpark and ends up parallel parked on the hood of the Brad Keselowski Ford.
And guess what, Dave? We're going to do it all over again. The caution flag is out. It is our sixth of the afternoon. It flies on lap 83. A couple of cars battling outside of the top 10 make contact in front of Dave Moody.
And amazingly enough, Jeff, both of them are going to be able to drive away without the appearance, at least, of severe damage. It just got wild back there in the middle of the field, around 12th, 15th, 18th place. They were three and four wide all the way up through the S's. It just doesn't work very often. And they got together at the exit of turn number four. William Byron up on top of the Armco barrier for a moment or two, landing on the hood of the Brad Keselowski machine.
Just simply hard racing out there, and it was a scary crash indeed. But I'll go back to what our colleague here, Todd Gordon, said. Number one, expect chaos. Number two, cautions breed cautions. And here we are with now six laps to go as they come back to the line. This was a tough one there. Hard racing when you're three and four wide on a road course. A lot of what we call marbles out there, where little bits of the Goodyear rubber comes off the cars and chunks up. You get into that, it's tough to get grip on these slick racing tires.
William Byron getting making contact with Joey Logano. Joey then making contact with the six of Brad Keselowski, turning him into the Armco barrier. No place to go for William Byron. He climbs up on the side of the Ford Mustang and sticks his right front tire into the window net of Brad Keselowski and rode that way for several yards. Alex Hayden, there is a reason NASCAR put safety number one, and part of that safety is the window net, and it paid off right there.
Yeah, go all the way back to Darlington Raceway back in the 60s with Richard Petty. Had a vicious crash at Darlington Raceway off of then turn number four. Car flipped wildly, and that was before anything about a window net. Nobody even thought about it. You didn't need that. You didn't even consider that as a safety thing until the King, Richard Petty, and those arms went flying out of the car as the car tumbled end over end. After that, they said, we got to do something about driver safety at the driver's side window. Invention of the window net, and it's come a long way. It is sturdy, and it helped Brad Keselowski.
Hey, race fans. I'm AJ Allmendinger, driver of the Go Bowling Chevy Camaro. How would you like to win a Go Bowling experience with me and Eric Amarola? The grand prize is a VIP trip to Charlotte, North Carolina for two, for a private bowling party with me and fellow Go Bowling driver, Eric Amarola. It's easy to enter. Go to GoBowling.com for details and get a free game of bowling coupon good at participating Go Bowling centers just for entering. Enter today and let's all go bowling.
Craftsman is back on track and racing for a miracle. Help support your local Children's Miracle Network Hospital and save 20% off select Craftsman V20 products. Shop this deal of the race at Ace Hardware. Do it fast. Do it proud. Do it with Craftsman. 20% savings offer available at participating Ace Hardware stores and on acehardware.com. Restrictions apply. See craftsman.com/deal of the race for details.
Pit lane is open this time by the field behind the pace car in turn number seven. They did not pit last opportunity, just a couple of laps back, and it looks like indeed they're all going to stay on the racetrack one more time. From Watkins Glen International, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-6688.
800-885-6688. That's 800-885-6688.
This is Chase Briscoe, and you're listening to the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. Now, back to the race.
Back here at Watkins Glen International, it's race two of three in the opening round of the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. And playoff drivers have taken a beating somewhat here today, Jeff. By my count, on the very first lap, Ryan Blaney and Denny Hamlin got swept up in a crash. Hamlin has since been in a couple of more problems, but Blaney is out of the race after that lap one crash. He'll finish dead last today. Daniel Suarez spun over in the pea gravel, had to be pulled out in turn number six. Tyler Reddick got punted in turn number one, spun around. He got collected, had some more damage on the car a little later. Christopher Bell got turned around off turn number seven. Here in this latest crash, Brad Keselowski and William Byron involved in it. Then you had the pit infractions. Brad Keselowski's had not one, not two, but three pit road infractions. Kyle Larson, he also gets a buy one, get one free on pit road infractions. He's got two of them today.
So what are you trying to say, Alex? It's been a bad day if you're a playoff driver, and here is how it shakes out. We'll go from 16th on up. 16th right now, obviously you're trying to make it to the round of 12. We'll have one more race to decide it. And if it ended now, and I have a feeling we're a long way from being over. Right now, Harrison Burton, 25 points out, 16th. Denny Hamlin outside by 15 and 15th. Then you get Brad Keselowski in 14th place and also outside by 14. Martin Truex Jr., 13th. Below the cut line by nine.
Ty Gibbs is the last one in right now. He has a 9-point advantage in the 12th spot. Chase Briscoe is 11 points to the good. Kyle Larson is plus 30 points. William Byron, after this crash, currently plus 32. Ryan Blaney, 33 points to the good. It's a good thing Blaney had a heck of a race at Atlanta last weekend, because finishing dead last today, he still has a 33-point cushion. Daniel Suarez is 36, and then you've got everybody else who's in pretty good shape. The best out of all of them is Joey Logano with a win.
And let me remind you that a point is a spot on the race. Track, and we've got 30 cars on the lead lap, so a lot could change in the waning laps here. Let's go downstairs and hear from a crew chief. This is going to get wild before it's over. Chris Wilner.
It certainly is going to get wild. Luke Lambert, the crew chief for Carson Hocevar. What's your message to your driver here going toe-to-toe for his first career win? But you know chaos is about to ensue.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to survive this. He's gonna do a great job no matter what. I think that it's really going to come down to what happens with the lanes behind us. We got to make sure we protect that and get through turn one clean, but he knows what to do, and I think he can close out a really good day for this Mattress Warehouse Chevrolet.
I know we talked all week about the marbles and knowing when they sweep, where they don't sweep. Does that influence the chews here?
Yeah, it does a little bit. You know, we just saw what happened. We just had a restart, so all the marbles are kind of cleaned up, or at least we know where they're cleaned up at, so has a little impact, but for us being on the front row, it's pretty clear.
All right, appreciate it. That's Luke Lambert. And again, everybody up here in the Spire Motorsports group cheering on Carson Hocevar, who's in contention for his first career win.
Yeah, and he just gave away where they're going to choose. He said they're going to be on the front row here. Chris Buescher has the opportunity to choose first as the leader. Clearly, he'll be on the front row, but Lambert's saying that they are going to be on the front row, so we expect Hocevar to go opposite of Buescher. And then Shane Van Gisbergen third, Ross Chastain fourth, and Chase Briscoe fifth. Briscoe is the only playoff driver inside the top 10 with four laps to go.
And then it's McDowell and Priest and Noah Gregson and Corey LaJoie and Zane Smith. By the way, Spire Motorsports right now has three drivers inside the top 10, and they've been there most of the day. It's been a tremendous day for Spire Motorsports. Zane Smith right now running 10th. Corey LaJoie is running 9th, and Hocevar carrying the flag right now. He said, and he will start up on the front row with Chris Buescher. There'll be three laps to go when we go under the green flag, and that's going to happen shortly.
It will indeed. This is not overtime. We still have three laps to go here in regulation. We'll find out if we can make it to the advertised distance in the checkered flag, or if in fact we're going to have another caution flag. Todd's right. Sometimes cautions breed cautions, especially when they're late going in the race and everybody gets anxious and wants the same piece of real estate.
Ross Chastain lining up inside row two behind Hosovar. The front row is Buescher and Hosovar. Row two is Shane Van Gisbergen and Ross Chastain. Then you get back to Chase Briscoe. So that's going to be the top five coming to the green flag. This is going to be good, Alex.
Yeah, it is. Here they come into the short straightaway. They'll make their way back into turn seven and into the Geico restart zone.
Three laps to go here at the Glen. The intensity meter is about to get pegged. Everybody on their feet all the way around this 2.45-mile Watkins Glen International. Green flag is back in the air, and we're back underway. Hosovar will hang with Buescher. Chastain right behind Hosovar. First car out of line is Shane Van Gisbergen, and they're back in one.
Inches apart into the 90. Nobody able to break away and get clear with the lead. Side by side, Buescher now will overhaul Hosovar. Hosovar slams the door in the face of Shane Van Gisbergen. Here they come up through the S's. It's Buescher by a car length. There's car spinning behind. Down in turn number three. They're going to sort it out, and everybody keeps rolling.
We've got Tyler Reddick and Kyle Busch knotted together at the bottom of the hill. We stay, well, caution. Caution is on the speedway, and this will indeed send us into overtime here at Watkins Glen. Tyler Reddick and Kyle Busch, Dave, all the way down at the bottom of the hill got together.
Yeah, and I thought they were going to be able to pull away, Alex. Kyle Busch did, but unfortunately, Tyler Reddick had to do that four-point turn to get pointed in the right direction. He was initially pointed exactly backwards on the race course. You can hear him driving by, but it took him a little bit too long for NASCAR's liking to get rolling, and the caution flies again.
Well, it was four wide and bumper cars from about 20th on back. Kyle Busch at the moment was running 22nd. Reddick was running 23rd. They actually just got collected. A lot of that happened in front of them. Todd Gordon, you've had a chance to kind of survey and... You know, is that a situation where you've got drivers just getting outside of the racing groove?
Yeah, it's one of those situations. We're three wide trying to come into it, just in a situation that corner doesn't. Two wide through the S's is a challenge. Three wide trying to get into this from all different angles as we narrow up from where the runoff of turn one is, look like just guys running in out of room and getting into turn two.
Yeah, Chase Elliott bounced off of the wall, as did, looks like Josh Berry got a piece of the fence as well. They, too, were able to continue on. But we're under caution for the seventh time. We're headed to overtime here in Watkins Glen.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
From Watkins Glen International, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hey racing fans, William Byron here, driver of the number 24 Liberty University Chevy. Did you know that Liberty is not only my sponsor, but also my school? I'm getting a world-class education, and you can too. Whether you study at Liberty's beautiful campus in Virginia with state-of-the-art facilities in NCAA Division I athletics, or with the convenience of LU's 600-plus online programs, Liberty University has the fit that's right for you. Learn more at liberty.edu/24. That's liberty.edu/24.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
This is Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the excitement of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. Now back to the race.
Overtime here at Watkins Glen International for the NASCAR Cup Series. And if you're unfamiliar with the overtime rules, we'll take the green flag, race around. If a caution comes out, we'll slow them down, re-rack them, and do it all over again. That all being said, if the green flag comes out, we race all the way around, take the white flag at the start-finish line. The next flag will then end it, whether it's a caution flag and deem the race official, or we race back to the checkered flag.
So is that going to happen? In your mind, Alex, are we going to get 2.45 miles all the way around this racetrack and see the white flag before we see the caution?
Now, yes.
Todd's got a thought here. Todd?
At some point, we will.
At some point, we have to, right? Yes.
I think it's going to happen this particular restart. These drivers are a little frustrated. They've been roughed up a couple of times now. There's some that may be hacked off at another driver out there, but they also understand there's a lot on the line here with these playoff drivers. And if you're a non-playoff driver, the last thing you want to do is take your frustration out on another driver and then collect playoff drivers, because at some point you're hoping to race for a championship yourself, and these drivers have very long memories and they're not going to be very happy about stuff.
The thing that I have noticed on these last two restarts is the trouble has been outside of the top 10, further back in the field, all the way back to 20th. Josevar has had two very good starts. How many more does he have up his sleeve? Van Gisbergen broke out of line going into turn number one, tried but couldn't stack them three wide. If that happens, chaos ensues. How comfortable is McDowell? He's not interested in riding around in position number five.
No, not at all. Think about it this way. From positions 11 through 20, those 10 spots, eight of those 10 are playoff drivers. That's 1 point per position. You want every point you can get. No, you don't want to wreck each other, but you're going to force the issue two and three wide.
Yeah. I don't think we've seen our last caution. We'll see where it goes here, but just how it funnels from that big wide runoff area extending beyond turn one and coming back to get into the S's. That's just such a funnel area, and there's so much, as you talked about, Alex, getting two positions is 2 points. 1 point could be the difference in making it to the next round or not.
How'd you like to be a race car driver right now? Let's use Chase Briscoe. By the way, we'll be green, race fans, next time by. Right now, they're about a quarter of a lap away. If you're Chase Briscoe right now, you're in the top 10. As a matter of fact, you're sixth. You are right now 12 points above the cut line. All you want to do is get out of here unscathed. He does not want to get turned. He does not want to get involved in somebody else's mess.
Yeah, no doubt about that. That being said, you want to stay racing. You don't want to just get too conservative and let other drivers go by you. You got to go after it, because if you don't, somebody else will.
Party's about to begin. It's always a big party here at the Glen. Again, the crowd is on their feet. We are headed to overtime. It's Buescher and Josevar at the front of the field, and they will find the green flag when they get there.
Here they come, up off turn number seven on a beautiful cloudless day. A couple of puffy clouds, I should say, hanging overhead. They make their way towards the Geico restart zone. To driver's right is Chris Buescher. Green flag is in the air. Outside lane, Ross Chastain gives a huge push to Carson Hosabar. Here's Shane Van Gisbergen. He'll break out of line. He's thinking to the inside of Buescher as they funnel into the corner.
Van Gisbergen looking three wide as they come off turn number one. He's got the hole shot. Shane Van Gisbergen underneath Hosabar, underneath Chris Buescher. SVG to the lead as they hit turn number three. He'll try and pull away as they hit the top of the hill. He and Buescher get away by three cars. Carling.
It is Shane Van Gisbergen off of turn number four and up the back straightaway is able to break away by a couple of car lengths from Ross Chat or make that Chris Buescher in the second spot. Buescher staying right with him under breaking into the inner loop. Everybody so far so good through safely with chasing Shane Van Gisbergen, the race leader, off of turn number five.
He'll go wide off of turn number five. Chris Buescher will stay right there with him. Matter of fact, he looks to driver's left just temporarily. Nothing there. About two car length separation between the front two. Side by side for the third spot. Ross Chastain to driver's right of Carson Hocevar as they come together here headed towards turn number seven.
Well, that's a good battle for third between Chastain and Hocevar. White flag is in the air here at the Glen out front from Auckland, New Zealand. It is Shane Van Gisbergen trying to close it out. Chris Buescher right behind the final time back to turn one.
Buescher is within striking distance. If he can make up a couple, maybe three car lengths here on the final lap. The battle is further back. The battle for third. Here comes Carson Hocevar. He drives underneath Ross Chastain to regain the number three spot. Chastain right there on his back bumper. Then Michael McDowell. Right behind him comes Zane Smith. Then Chase Crisco. It's a two-man race for the lead.
Great racing from third on back, but well behind the race leaders. Shane Van Gisbergen into the bus stop for the final time. Here comes Chris Buescher, challenging inside, challenging outside. Bit of contact. Buescher is there to the inside, to the pass in turn number five. Chris Buescher goes to the front of the field.
Does Shane Van Gisbergen have anything left to try to make the move on Chris Buescher? Both of them come off of turn number five for the final time in the turn number six. Here goes SVG. Nothing there this time through the middle of the corner. Chris Buescher with the lead. Shane Van Gisbergen sideways. He looks to the inside in seven.
One last ditch effort. Van Gisbergen overdrives turn seven. Chris Buescher by 10 car lengths. Checkered flag in the air. And Chris Buescher wins the Go Bowling at the Glen. Shane Van Gisbergen will finish in the second position. Carson Hocevar will be third. Ross Chastain will be fourth. And Zane Smith with a top five finish. Let's go to Chris Wilner.
It is pandemonium in the RFK pit for Chris Buescher. Crew Chief Scott Graves screaming his lungs out with the entire crew. Scott, I know this is not a trip in the playoffs, but what does this mean? The way your driver just went toe-to-toe with SVG and took this win.
What playoffs, right? All I saw were a bunch of guys wrecking that we're in the playoffs. So, man, we did what we had to do. Really proud of Chris. What he did there, that was awesome. We knew he had a really good car, just didn't qualify as well we needed to, and man, he drove it like an animal. That was awesome. Just so proud of this team, and I knew we were going to win this year. I'm really sorry we didn't do it, obviously, earlier in the season, but we got the win. We wanted to win in a road course so long. This is just awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Scott Graves, winning crew chief. Chris Buescher, finally a winner here in 2024.
And this crowd is going absolutely crazy all the way around this racetrack. Buy a ticket. Be here next year at the Glen. Chris Buescher is celebrating his win here this afternoon. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, start your engines, let's go! Yeah!
So book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. The Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Go Bowling at the Glen is over, and Chris Buescher is celebrating. We're going to talk to Chris in Victory Lane just a moment. He climbed out of his race car, met by his team, celebrated with this packed house here at the Glen. And why not, Alex Hayden? It is always full and for very good reason. Not only is it a big party, they put on a pretty good show.
Hey, they put on a tremendous race year after year, and another thriller here in the 2024 edition of the Go Bowling at the Glen. Shane Van Gisbergen had the lead going into the inner loop, and Todd, it looked like he may have clipped the barrier and got himself out of shape.
Yeah, he did. He was definitely out of shape before Chris Buescher got to him. He did a really good job of Buescher did of being gathered together there. Van Gisbergen looked like he might have gotten the Armco to the right and just got loose in the middle of the bus stop, lost his momentum. Chris Buescher took advantage of that opportunity.
Shane Van Gisbergen, Josevar Chastain, Zane Smith, top five, two Spire Motorsports cars in the top five. Let's hear from some of our top finishers, Chris Wilner.
And how about Spire Motorsports with two inside the top five? Zane Smith gets another top five finish. Describe the chaos, not one, not two, but three late race restarts, including this overtime, and just how you positioned yourself to get a top five today.
Yeah, we started those late race restarts with me in 11th, I want to say, but just an incredibly fast car today. Spire Motorsports brought, just appreciate everyone at Focus Health, this whole team. So pissed off at myself on my penalty, just under a tremendous amount of pressure right now and just trying to execute everything. And then kept being able to get positions on those restarts, and just got roughened up there at the end. Unfortunately, I was able to roughen up back, and so I've definitely gotten used up a lot this year, which I know is part of being a rookie, just kind of over it.
All right, that's Zane Smith, guys. A little bit frustrated, but certainly a well-deserved top five finish. Carson Josevar finished in the third position. What a drive, third position for Carson. We just talked to your teammate, Spire Motorsports, here at the road course, but what did you need there maybe differently at the end to maybe try to challenge those two for the win?
A little bit more confidence into turn one. I did everything I right all the way till turn one and then lifted about 100 feet too early, and that was the difference. Once I lost leverage, it was just game over from there, but I had a really good shot, and we're dead last in practice with a bunch of issues. Super thankful that this car was able to turn around with this team and Mattress Warehouse and everybody.
What a rebound for Carson Josevar. Again, a top five finish. He comes home in third. What a drive. And how about Ross Chastain as well? We talked about how great of a car he had in practice. He had in qualifying, starting from the pole, but came just short in the fourth spot. Ross, again, we talk about the chaos with several restarts here late, but what was your approach to the final one? And did you maybe have enough?
No, once we had that caution there at the end of stage two, it took us out of control of the race for Shane and I, and then I would have still been able to restart front row, and I messed up passing the six, like with 25 to go, and let the 77 get by me. Just the driver error. I just messed up, and once he was back by me, I didn't have enough to go back and pass him again. So it was so much fun though to take our Busch Light Chevy, put it on pole, race with Shane, who's taught me so much in the last year. And to be able to pace with him in front, behind, all around, and for about three quarters of the race, and fell off too much at the end, but still had a shot. I saw Shane move the 17 on the last restart. I thought maybe they all crashed, but was still just stuck behind him.
All right, but a solid top five effort again for Ross Chastain. And how about SVG? Came so close, had the lead for a moment on the restart, debriefing with his crew chief, Travis Mack. Shane, how do you describe the last lap, and is there anything you could have done different to hold off Chris Buescher?
Yeah, not hit the wall. Yeah, I don't know. It was a hard one. You know, I gave him a little bump at one to get the spot, and I knew it was going to come back, so I was just pushing the entries, trying to get away, and this thing's rolling away. And, just made an error, you know. Pissed. These races are hard to win. We've had a rough run on the Cup Series this year. So, yeah, WeatherTech Camaro was really good. Fastest car all day, and just didn't work out.
All right, well, they put on a show. SVG comes home runner-up here at Watkins Glen.
Yeah, he does. A great effort. Now, let's hear from our winner, Chris Buescher. He's in victory lane with Steve Post.
Chris Buescher brings the black, white, and green Ford Mustang into victory lane here at Watkins Glen. Jack Roush is going to come in. Right now, we're all pausing because Jack Roush is coming in to talk to his driver, Chris Buescher, and Jack gets priority over all of us. The photographer's on hold. The water flying from the crew members are on hold as Jack shares a real special moment with his driver, Chris Buescher, down here in victory lane. Jack is making his way out of victory lane or out of the driver's compartment, and Chris Buescher is ready to come out of this race car. Here he is coming up on the side of the race car now. What a win here at Watkins Glen for Chris Buescher. He's on the side of the car. He is going to the top. He's going to the door. Chris Buescher is a winner here at Watkins Glen. The water is flying, checkered flag in the air. And let's catch a word with Chris Buescher. Chris, describe the last half a lap. Describe the last lap, actually the restart there at the end of this one, and then the last lap.
Yeah, that was a roller coaster of emotions to keep getting out front there and knowing the speed we had with this Build Submarines.com Ford Mustang. And then to lose the lead on that last one, oh man, it was heartbreaking going up there and then realized we were gaining a little bit coming to the white flag and went into the bus stop, and as deep as I drove in, I was like, that's my max, and he was still going. So I was like, man, this is our shot. And sure enough, got a big moment and was able to pull a big cross over there and get on by and run away.
What does it mean? We've talked to you a couple times after near misses. We know the playoffs slipped away. What does it mean, though, to get a win here during this time of year and to get this car back in victory lane?
You know what? Missing the playoffs hurts, but I hate points racing so much. So I'm just happy to win, whenever that may be. Yeah, we don't get some of the benefits that wins bring on right now, but to play spoiler right now means a lot to me and this team. Everybody that's worked so hard, been so close so many times throughout the year to get it done here was big. Out of road course, too. We've been so close to road courses. Our average here is phenomenal, and I just have needed that last little bit, and this team brought that last little bit today.
Finally, you brought it to victory lane, and the world kind of slowed down as Jack Roush came over and congratulated you. What does it mean to celebrate here with an icon, a Hall of Famer like Jack Roush, and bring him to victory lane?
Yeah, Jack has been so instrumental in my entire career, right? The first one to give me that big break into professional auto sports to stand with me all these years and stay behind me, it means so much. At a racetrack where he's got so many wins, not that many years ago, but to finally get us back in victory lane here, it means a lot to everybody on this team, but we've been needing this. We've been so close this year, and to get a win with both of our cars this season, it's a good start. We got a lot of racing left to do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Chris Buescher. The Submarines.com Ford is in victory lane here at Watkins Glen as he celebrates winning here at the Go Bowling at the Glen.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jack Roush. This is win number one.